This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today we come forward with our third name, which is Ar-Rahim, the most merciful. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only being that is merciful unlimited. Allah has no limits of being merciful. Allah is merciful upon anyone, yet to be a sinner, yet to be a person who's a worshipper. Allah is merciful, the most merciful. There is no one more merciful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is merciful himself. It says in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم. Saying that there is no Allah but Him, the most compassionate, the name that we covered before this, and the most merciful, as in the name that we're covering now. That Allah is the most merciful. There is no one more merciful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the reason we should call Allah with this name, Ar-Rahim, is for no other reason that, oh Allah, have mercy upon me. Oh Allah, we are sinners. Ya Allah, we do things that we do intentionally or unintentionally. But Ya Rahman, You are the one who is the one who can forgive us, have mercy upon us. You are the one who can let go of our sins and grant us paradise. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, and so on. And then you say that, oh, Ya Rahman, the most merciful, have rahmah upon me, shower your mercy upon me. And this name is used for these reasons. We also use it in our salah. We use it upon asking dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You could say that Rahim is another attribute also in the intensive form derived from rahmah. So it's derived from mercy. Here mercy implies pity, patience, and forgiveness, all of which sinners need, which I just explained. O my servants who have transgressed against their souls, Allah saying this in the Quran, do not despair of Allah's mercy. That Allah has said to us that do not despair of Allah's mercy, because Allah's mercy is, you know, limitless, it's unlimited. So, you know, I've heard scholars say before that if you were to build sins from the earth all the way to the seventh heaven, and one person was to shed a tear, one person was to ask for forgiveness and ask Allah for His mercy, Allah will have mercy upon him and forgive his sins to such an extent. The mercy is so powerful that not only is it forgiven, the angels that write it, they have also deleted it and they have forgotten that you even done it. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Now, the Shaykh here, what he has done, he has said that the entire creation will be affectionate towards the person who recites Ya Rahimu as many times as you can throughout the day, and you use this name, Ya Rahimu, Ya Rahimu, people will have affectionate towards them, because you're asking for Allah's mercy. People will then, Allah will be merciful towards you, and inshallah, the creation will then be affectionate towards you as well. You see that the supplication the Shaykh here has added to the name is Rabbi Najni wa Ahli Mimma Ya'malun, meaning, my Lord, save me and my family from what they do. Yani, you could say the reward of reading this is the company of righteousness person will be attained by invoking the above mentioned invocation, and it helps in getting rid of bad company. So if you feel that you're in bad company and you need the company of the righteousness, read this dua, because the dua and the name link, because you're asking for Allah's mercy. Asking for Allah's mercy is having good company, is having good environments, is having a blissful life, a life filled with happiness. And for this, you need to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We then see one who craves Allah, the one who craves Allah's mercy, shows compassion to others. So a person, this is a sign, the one person who wants Allah's mercy shows compassion to others. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability, grant us the effort to memorize, to remember, to understand the name of Allah. Jazakumullahu khayran wa ahsanul jaza.